bless you this morning, for you are God forevermore. Thank you for your mercy over us. We honor you, O Lord. We exalt you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, righteous Father, for your faithfulness, for your mercy, for your love, for your grace upon us. For mercy, Lord, we exalt you. We lift up our voice and we say thank you, Lord. It is not by our power, not by our might, but by your grace. It is only by your grace, O Lord. It is not by work, lest any man should boast, not by our holiness, not by our we knowing how to pray. For we know not how to pray, but it is your spirit that prays for us with a groaning that cannot be expressed. Therefore, it is all unto you and it is all by you. We worship your majesty, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask for fresh mercy, fresh anointing. We ask, O Lord, to tap from your goodness that are new every day. In the name of Jesus, release upon us your blessing, your mercy, your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 29th of June, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day, over this new week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, as I set out today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I stand upon the finished work of Christ, and I redeem this day. I redeem this week with the blood of Jesus. I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into this day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Any plan of cruelty of the wicked over my week, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Any trap of the enemy, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Any form of darkness in this day, this week, I declare the light of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am preserved by his blood. I am preserved by his word. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord becomes my theme this week. In the name of Jesus, I will not labor in foolishness. I will not labor without favor. In the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. Favor becomes my reality this week. Favor becomes my experience this week. The help of the Lord is given unto me. In the name of Jesus, I eat and am satisfied in the goodness of the Lord. I receive the goodness of the Lord over my day, over my week. The Lord be gracious unto me. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. As I go out today, I speak over my day. I take prophetic stand over this week. In blessing, the Lord bless me. Oh, the Lord opened unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the Lord command his blessings upon me, upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gate of this day, of this week. In the name of Jesus, I assess the provision of God for my life. I assess God's provision for my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I will not be stranded. This week, I will not be frustrated. I will not be stranded. I will not be frustrated. I will not be depressed. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, I am in the presence of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is given unto me. For the Lord has said that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Oh, the joy of the Lord becomes the source of my strength. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is put together to stand against me this week, you will not prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, you are condemned. Evil words spoken concerning me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You have no path in my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every demonic influence, every demonic reality. I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, every word spoken that is against the word of the Lord concerning my week, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. This week, the favor of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I have access to his provision. I have access to the blessings of the Lord. I have access to his goodness. Surely, his goodness and his mercy becomes my companion. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice in prayer this morning. I want you to pray for this, our beloved people that we have been praying for. The children that was kidnapped in Oyo State. I want you to lift up your voice and continue to pray for them. Ask for the mercy of the Lord over these children in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for mercy. We know that this is done by the wickedness of men. All we are asking for over these children and their teachers is mercy. In the name of Jesus, not for this ones alone, for others that has been kidnapped all over Nigeria, we ask for mercy over them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, mercy. Let your mercy speak for them. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your mercy speak over them. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, this morning we lift up our voice. We remember our brethren, those that are on their sick bed, those that are on their recovery, that your hand will be upon them. In the name of Jesus, you will heal them. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will strengthen their bones. In the name of Jesus, your hand of healing will come upon them. Every conspiracy of darkness over them is defeated. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up our voice and we pray, O Lord, for your sons and your daughter. In the name of Jesus, conspiracy of darkness over you is frustrated, is canceled. In the name of Jesus, the conspiracy of darkness over you is canceled. In the name of Jesus, I declare the mercy of the Lord all over. Your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Let me say this, that by the grace of God, we are going to go back to picking a day in the week in interceding for others, those that are on the sick bed, those that have sent in their prayer points, and those ones that the Lord has revealed unto us to pray for. So if you want to send in your prayer point, you can do that. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. It is unto the Lord that you are sending it to, not unto man. And it is He that by His mercy will grant answers to your prayers and will give you testimonies in the name of Jesus. Today is Monday, the beginning of another week. Even though it's just 2 days to cross over into the new month, it's still a new week. And from this new week, you are crossing into a new month. The Lord is going to do a great thing in your life that you yourself, you will marvel. You'll be surprised because it's going to be a blessing in your life. The Lord is going to restore your peace. That peace that has been taken away from you is going to restore your peace. It's going to restore your joy. You will rejoice in Him. He will restore your joy of salvation. His grace is going to multiply upon your life. The Lord arise for your sake and quiet the storm of the enemy. The siege of darkness around you is over in the name of Jesus. You are stepping into the second half of the year. Your step is ordered into harvest in the name of Jesus. This second half of the year is going to be different for you. For the Lord will commit His blessing into your hand, into your life, that whatsoever you do, blessing will proceed out of it for you in the name of Jesus. So note this, that this is going to be a week and a new month like no other, because it's going to be special for you. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pronounce more of God's blessing upon you this day. Remember, our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 46 verse 10. The word from the mouth of the Lord Himself unto you. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. As you go this week, the Lord is your refuge. The Lord is your strength, your very present help at all times. For the Lord will commit unto men for your sake, that they will arise and help you. in the name of Jesus. The Lord will commit the heart of men for your sake, that they will arise, so much more that they will arise for your sake. They will arise and they will help you in the name of Jesus. The Lord opened the treasures of men for you. The Lord opened the riches of men for you. Riches that are hidden in secret places is opened unto you in the name of Jesus. Opportunities that are in the hands of men, opportunities that will be of profits to you, opportunities that will be of gain to you, that are in the hands of men, the Lord release them unto you in the name of Jesus. The Lord compel the hands of gatekeepers of opportunities to open them unto you in the name of Jesus. Information that you need for your success, information that you need for your career, the information that you need for the opportunity, your next level, the Lord compel the heart of men to release them unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, concerning your life, the Lord be timely and timeless in the name of Jesus. Concerning your help, the Lord be timely and timeless in the name of Jesus. For in the time of trouble, the Lord will hide you in his pavilion. In time of scarcity, he will make provision of abundance for you and your household. Oh, there will always be food in your house and there will always be bread in your table. For the Lord has declared upon you that the cruse of your oil will not stop and the container of your wheat will not be empty in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord is with you now and forever. You shall not be moved, for the Lord is with you. The Lord is in your midst in the name of Jesus. The Lord silenced the roaring of the wicked over your portion, over your heritage. The Lord stopped the roaring of the wicked over your life, over your health, over your children, over your business, over your ministry in the name of Jesus. The life of God is in you. Nothing dies in your hand, for you have the life of God. Oh, the scripture says in him is life, and this life is the light of men, and the light shines therefore in darkness, and darkness comprehend it not. This life that is in you is the life of Christ. Therefore, nothing dies in you, no darkness in your way, no darkness around you. The light of God shines upon you in the name of Jesus. Over every storm, I declare peace. Be still. Your victory is established in the name of Jesus. Oh, the storm of infirmity is canceled over your life. Demonic influence over your season is over in the name of Jesus. Demonic influence over your business is over in the name of Jesus. Demonic influence over your children is over in the name of Jesus. I declare ordinances of wickedness is blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Demonic designs for your new week and the new month ahead is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I set the word of the Lord as a command over your day, over your new week, over the new month ahead, over your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you indeed in the name of Jesus. You enjoy the peace of God, the peace of God in another dimension in the name of Jesus. It is done in the name of Jesus. I bless you this morning by the word of the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord show you his goodness. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week and a blessed month ahead.